color country politics hot take, Unbreak Your Windows. With us we have Cedar City Chief of Police, Darren Adams.
Hello everyone, it's great to be with you today. I wanted to start out briefly with a quote by Sir Robert Peel, who we consider to be the father of modern policing. He said, and I quote, "The test of police efficiency is the absence of crime and disorder, not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with it." He also said that the police are the people, and the people are the police, end quote. What he means by that is that as law enforcement officers, we are compensated and charged with the duty of addressing public safety and protecting our community full time. But of course, as you know, we're not everywhere at once. We can't be everywhere at once. And so we rely on you, our citizens, our neighbors and residents, to help us police our community, to help ensure public safety is the very best it can be. And that requires community involvement. And so as I chat with you here today, I ask you to consider how involved are you within your community? Do you make your voice heard? Are you reaching out to your elected officials and your law enforcement officials to try and do your part in protecting your community? As we do that, I feel like we can build a level of trust that we can understand one another, that we understand that we are residents and neighbors that live among each other and want to make sure that we keep Cedar City and Aaron County the very best place it can be to live. And so that requires getting involved. At the police department, we try and work hard at engaging in community outreach, whether that's our Lunch with a Cop program or other programs where we can get involved with our community to sit down face-to-face, talk about issues, understand your concerns as residents. Things that we've done in the past are things like Neighborhood Watch. Programs like this work very effectively because they allow us to interact, to provide some knowledge, some education, some training to you as residents in ways that you can best protect yourselves. Nobody likes to be a victim. And whether that's a burglary or a theft of personal property or some other egregious offense, we desire a preventative measure be employed. We'd much rather you prevent and be armed with the education and knowledge to prevent those things from occurring than to have to react to it and for us to have to respond and have to pick up the pieces afterward. And so we are so passionate about working with you as our residents to make sure that you have the education and training you need to protect yourselves and then to reach out to us and allow us to be partners hand in hand as we build and increase the public safety here in Iron County and Cedar City. We're grateful for all of you that are doing that now, and we really would like to encourage all of you to take those steps to get involved with your community as we work together one-on-one to make sure that Cedar City and Aaron County is the safest place it can be. Thank you.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.